The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today, we'll have the daily updates from my March Disney World trip. That's coming up on this episode 207 of JWW Prep to Go. Hello and welcome to WW Prep to Go, where we talk strategy and ideas for people planning their Disney World trips. I am your host, Shannon Albert from WDWPrepSchool.com. Thank you for being here for episode 207. So once again, this is a trip report from when I was at Disney World recently, and I posted daily updates. The main focus of this trip was the Flower Garden Festival at Epcot had just begun, and so we were there to check it out. It's pretty similar from year to year, so there wasn't a lot new to find, but we were there to see how it was. It was beautiful, as always, and a lot of other sort of just miscellaneous things that we peppered into this trip. The next trip for Disney World will be in May, so we will be back to do the daily updates for that. But for now, here are the daily updates from my March trip. Enjoy. Hello from All Star Sports. It is 10:42 a.m. on Tuesday, and my flight landed about an hour and a half ago. I feel like I've been here for a while, but flight landed about an hour and a half ago. Got my bags right away on the baggage carousel, caught my lift to the resort. Luckily, a room was ready. One of the risks of coming in so early is that sometimes my room isn't ready, and I don't like that feeling of having nowhere to be. But today they had a room ready. Have a preferred room at All Star Sports. I spent the last few minutes just kind of getting settled in, putting my stuff away. The rooms here are in desperate need of an upgrade because after seeing the other value resorts that I have stayed at, including Pop Century, which you all know I love so much, this just doesn't measure up. But I'm sure that they are slated to get an update pretty soon, and that'll be great. The benefit to the preferred rooms is that you are closer to the main building, so we have very easy access to the transportation, and we're very close to the food court, so I think that'll come in handy. We're here for just a few nights. We are here until Saturday, mostly here to do Flower and Garden Festival, but there are other things on our list, including seeing Kevin at Animal Kingdom, which is what I think we're going to do today if we can navigate around the rain. But we have a few other things, so I will keep you updated throughout the trip and let you know how it goes. It is 7:04 p.m. and we are walking from the Jumbo House Balloon Animal Kingdom Lodge to the Kidani section of Animal Kingdom Lodge. This afternoon we were at Animal Kingdom Park for a little while. We wanted to go check out Kevin, the bird from up, and that's a new like roaming character. It's not like a character meet and greet, but Kevin roams the Discovery Island in Asia area most of the day. Check the times in your app or in the times guide that you can get when you enter the park for details, but I posted a picture of that on Instagram. And then the Bollywood Beats is a new Indian musical act that appears right across the Up Bird Show in the Asia section of Animal Kingdom. They appear a few times a day and they're new, so we just wanted to go check them out. Also posted that on Instagram if you want to see them in action. And today was in the 60s. After the rain stopped, it was really sunny and beautiful, just perfect for being Animal Kingdom because that park is known for being really hot. So after we did that, we decided to head to Animal Kingdom Lodge, and we went to the Jumbo House because we wanted to go out and look at the animals on the savannah while it was still daylight. We did lots of that, took pictures, roasted marshmallows. At many resorts, you can roast marshmallows and make s'mores for free. So we did that because it opened up when we were just sitting there. Then we headed into Animal Kingdom Lodge and had a drink at Victoria Falls Lounge. And we have a late dinner reservation at Sanaa, which is located at Kidani. If you're not familiar with Animal Kingdom Lodge, the main building is the Jumbo House. That's where Jiko and Boma are located. Kidani is the DVC exclusively and has the Sanaa restaurant. So we are headed over there to do that. Transportation wise, the buses stop at both spots, so you could just get off at whichever one you're staying at. So I'm excited to try this. I've never been. It's been on my list for many years, and I'll let you know how it goes. It is 9:58 and we have just gotten back to All Star Sports after an incredible dinner at Sanaa. It was so amazing. One of the best things about staying at Animal Kingdom Lodge is the food. It is a huge perk because everything is so good. Sanaa did not disappoint. They are known for their bread service, which means that they bring out a few different types of bread, including naan and 9 different sauces. And so it's fun to try all the sauces, and it's just really delicious bread and sauces. And that is something that's super easy for the table to share. And then we decided to each get a soup, and we ordered one entree that we split, which was plenty of food for us. And it was just so good. The food just like melted, the meat just melted in our mouths, and it was just the flavors. I can't say enough about it. If you're on the dining plan, it's only 1 table service credit. So that's a really good use of a credit, but it is located at Animal Kingdom Lodge, which is kind of out of the way if you're not already going to be in that area. So I wouldn't recommend like going there if it's inconvenient. But today we went there after Animal Kingdom. So it's a short bus ride from Animal Kingdom to Animal Kingdom Lodge. And then we took a lift to our resort, which only took us like a couple minutes. But that's the way to do it if you're going to go between resorts. Just something to keep in mind. You know, I always talk about the transportation and logistics of traveling between resorts. So anyway, really incredible dinner. And because Sanaa is in the Kidani section of Animal Kingdom Lodge, which is the DVC part of the resort, they have more groceries in their shop there. And so we picked up some snacks on the way out that we wouldn't normally be able to get at our resort, and brought those back so we can have them in our room. If you want to get a lot of groceries, it's probably cheaper just to get like a Prime Now or some other kind of order like that. But we have a relatively short trip, so we didn't order groceries ahead of time. So we opted to pick up snacks while we were at a DVC resort. So anyway, that worked out really well. So we have been up since about 3:30 this morning because we had early flights. And so we are going to try to get to bed here pretty soon. And then tomorrow is Epcot. We are going to be there because Flower and Garden Festival is starting. And we are so excited because nothing is prettier about Epcot than Flower and Garden Festival, with all the flowers, obviously, and the topiaries. And so we're excited to go and see it in its prettiest form and check out the stuff that is new this year. And I'll bring you updates to tell you all about it. Hello from Epcot. It is 2:00 right now, and we have been at Epcot for a few hours. It is the first day of Flower and Garden Festival. If you are on Instagram, you have likely seen a lot of pictures from here because everybody's here. Everybody that normally covers stuff, it seems to be here today. It's only in the like lower 60s. It's sunny. Very rare opportunity to have a non-sweaty, beautiful day at Epcot. Tomorrow will be different because temperatures are going to go back up, but we're going to take lots of pictures and enjoy it while we can. Not a whole lot different this year than in past years for Flower and Garden Festival, but we are going around to take pictures of all the new topiaries and see some of the new offerings. There are new play areas, and there's a few new things that we'll be making sure we check out. We did do Teppanyaki for lunch, which is a hibachi restaurant. We booked it as a dining package, because during Flower and Garden Festival there are concerts at night, just like for all the festivals, and you can book a dining package, which gives you tickets to have reserved seating. It's probably not necessary, but we'd like to test things out and see how it goes. It is a singer from Journey tonight, so we will be there for the first show and see how busy it is and listen to some music. We are going to spend the rest of the afternoon going to see more stuff that is new at Epcot, and I'll let you know how that goes. It is 6:05 p.m. at Epcot, and sorry for the lack of updates today. We were, first of all, not doing anything that was worth mentioning because we were just going around and looking at all the new things, and nothing was worth talking about specifically. But also, we had a first aid incident, and without going into any of the details of that, I just wanted to mention first aid and how wonderful they were. It's sort of like a mini emergency room where you just go in and tell them your issue, and they can give you medicine, and they have little like Q
cubicle type areas with beds, just like in a doctor's office, and so you can rest. And if you need to use a bathroom, they have their own bathrooms right there, because if you're having issues that include a bathroom, like if you're, you know, have to get sick or something, standing in a public restroom line and being surrounded by all those people can be a huge problem. So you have access to kind of your own bathrooms and first aid, and so they were really fantastic. So we had a bit of a detour there, and then we headed to the concert tonight, because every day during Flower and Garden Festival now there are concerts, and tonight was Steve Augeri, who used to be a singer for Journey, and he was performing. They do three shows a night. We had the dining package, which gives us tickets for reserved seating. In the past, when I've had reserved seating for the concerts at Epcot, I have just used it to get in line and be allowed in first. Kind of like if you get a fast pass for a show like Festival of the Lion King, you can go in first and pick your seat. That's kind of how I used the packages before, but there is a section of reserved seating, and this is the same thing that I mentioned at Festival of the Arts in January, because there's a whole section at the front left. As you're staring at the stage, your left, there's a few rows that are called reserved, and when you have the dining package, you can go up there even at the last minute, so there's no need to necessarily line up way in advance. And so that is nice. So it can kind of be used either way. Either you can get in early and pick a seat that is further back, or you can kind of slip in last minute and do one of the reserved seats. And so that was a good concert. And it was pretty busy. I was prepared to tell you, well, maybe it's not worth it, because I'm not sure that these concerts are going to be busy, but it was busy. The whole place was really full. Today's the first day of the festival, so it could be busy because of that, but it might just be busy. So it kind of depends on your dates and who's performing. But if you want to have a guaranteed seat, then the dining package is not a bad idea, especially if you're on the dining plan, because the credits are, it's often a good use of a credit. So that is something to consider. So we are headed out for the evening, and we are going to be back tomorrow. We have a tour in the morning, which is the Garden of the Worlds tour, and that'll take place from 9 to noon. And we're trying to make our way through all the list of tours, because in our experience, they have 100% been great so far, the ones that we've done. And so this time we're going to try the Garden of the Worlds tour and see how that is. And especially during Flower and Garden Festival, it seems like it'll be extra special. So I'll let you know tomorrow how that goes, and talk to you then. It is 11:50 a.m. and I have a lot to say. We came to Epcot this morning for the Gardens of the World tour, as I mentioned yesterday. I think I mentioned that it was available year-round, but this would be special for the Flower and Garden Festival. That's not correct. It's actually a tour that is only available during Flower and Garden. And it starts in Future World and spends about 30 minutes there, and then goes to the World Showcase. And my favorite part was that it goes into the World Showcase before it opens. And so it's empty and it's private. And I always like those kind of like exclusive backstage sort of things where you feel like you're doing something you wouldn't normally get to do. I'm not a gardener, but most of the people in our group, or many of them, are gardeners. So they really enjoyed hearing about specific plants, and they got a chance to ask a lot of questions. So I really liked the tour. It was 25 people in our group. We checked in by 8:45, and it runs from 9 to noon. If you heard the time at the beginning of this voice memo, you may say, wait, but it isn't even noon yet. And that's because we cut out of the tour a little bit early, because Star Wars announcements were made today for Galaxy's Edge. And what we learned is that Galaxy's Edge is opening at Disney World August 29th. However, only one of the attractions will be open then. The second attraction will be opening later this year. And that is also true at Disneyland. They're going to start with one attraction, open the second one later, but their opening day is in May. So we're kind of trying to multitask here. But I will have a lot more to say about Star Wars Galaxy's Edge later. But for now, I just wanted to give you an overview of the Gardens of the World tour. And I really liked it. Tours are always a fantastic deal at Disney World, I think. And it's really fun to get to do something special for a while. It happens to be beautiful weather right now, and so it was really a gorgeous morning to be walking through the World Showcase. It would be a little bit less comfortable when the temperatures heat up again, but really, really great tour. And now we are going to go do some more things that are part of Flower and Garden Festival, including taking more pictures and making cotton candy in China and eating and drinking at some of the outdoor kitchens. So I'll be back later. It is 4:49 at Epcot, And we have just really been enjoying the weather. We did a lot of sitting around having drinks from the World Showcase because it is gorgeous. I can't think of a more perfect day for Epcot or any park at Disney World. But I wanted to just give you a quick update before we head out of Epcot. I need to stop telling you what I think we're going to do because things change. So after the last update, I said we were going to go and sample the different kitchens and stuff around the World Showcase. And that's not what we did. We had stood for hours during the tour this morning. And then we went and saw the new Coco show in Mexico, which is super cute. And features a puppet of Miguel in addition to live music. And that was really great. But that did require standing too. And so then we just kind of wanted to sit down for lunch. And that's not easy to do when you're doing the outdoor kitchens during any festival. So we did a quick service and sat down. But we did do drinks from different kitchens at in the World Showcase. And just enjoyed the weather. And it was exciting because a lot of the Star Wars stuff had come out and we were just kind of trying to answer questions about that on Instagram. And it was a lot of fun. So now we are headed back to the hotel because we need to get our laptops because we have to do computer work. We have very bad Wi-Fi at our hotel, so I think we're going to try to grab them and head to Disney Springs and head to Starbucks and see if we have better luck there. I'll be back to let you know. I'm not going to, hopefully that's what I do, because when I tell you what I'm going to do and I don't do it, I feel silly. But we'll see how it goes. It is late on Thursday night and I wanted to just record one more update before heading to bed for the night. After my last update to you where I told you I thought we were going to go to Disney Springs and try to work in there, we changed our plans and I need to really stop telling you what I think we're going to do because it seems to never match up. Basically, we got back to the room and decided that we were able to get a connection, our laptops, and do what we needed to do. We did end up having to use hotspots though. The Wi-Fi has just been miserable. And I don't mean just for like photos. I mean just for text posts on Facebook or, you know, replying to DMs or something like that. It's really bad, bad, bad Wi-Fi, but hotspots have been working for us. So we did that. And we had food delivered between 5 p.m. and 1 a.m., I believe it is, at the Value and Moderates. You can get things like pizza and subs delivered. It's kind of like a mini room service, which I think is really convenient. So we did that and watched TV. We did a lot of walking today. We both got a little bit sunburned because we were out in it for so long. So it was nice to be able to rest tonight. And then tomorrow is our last park day for this trip. This is a relatively short trip. And we are headed to Hollywood Studios to do a few different things, but it'll be fun to be there right after the Star Wars announcements because I imagine there'll be a lot of excitement around that. And so we will be there to do a few different things and we will let you know how it goes. It is 5:59 and we are at Hollywood Studios. I haven't recorded before today because we were doing a lot of computer work. Friday is the day that we send out our weekly email. If you're not on the email list, be sure to sign up. But we had, in order to send out the email, we had to have all the content updated to include the email. So we were up until 3 a.m. last night and then up this morning to get that all done and didn't get to Hollywood Studios until about 2-ish. So we did a few things once we got here. First of all, another beautiful day, which is so nice, instead of being super sweaty or rainy. But we did not get all the pictures we wanted of Incredible Celebration last time, which is a section of Hollywood Studios that features things themed around the Incredibles, obviously. That includes a dance party, which has a few of the different characters from Incredibles. It includes a chance to meet Edna Mode, and her character meet is great. We did that last trip. You may remember me talking about it in January. You can also get snacks that are themed around the Incredibles. The most popular is the Num Num cookie, which is a gigantic chocolate chip cookie. It is a dining plan credit. I posted the menu and the prices on my Instagram story. And when you see the little dining plan icon next to the price, that means that it's a snack credit. So they're that available. There's also a scavenger hunt coming to that area. And there's some photo ops. So you can do that all in the Incredible Celebration section. And then we went and met Rey. It is International Women's Day. And as part of that, there are some special character options, girl characters. And Rey was available to meet, so we met her. I posted a picture of that on Instagram. We went and saw where Lightning McQueen's Racing Academy is going to be. It is behind Rock and Roller Coaster. That starts March 31st. So we will be trying that out next time we are here. And now it is about 6 o'clock and we are headed out of the park to go to Disney Springs to do a couple things this evening, and then we will be heading back to the hotel and leaving tomorrow to head home. So that is it so far today, and I'll let you know more later. It's 11:32. We are at All Star Sports, walking back to our room, and because it's a preferred room, it won't take us very long. But I wanted to give you a little update because we spent the evening at Disney Springs, and it was a lovely evening out tonight. Very busy though. It's so busy. And anyway, we went there. We were going to take some pictures of some things, but also have dinner. We ended up having dinner at Frontera Casino, which was very good. Had never been there before. Highly recommend it. We actually had a dinner that was just appetizers. Guacamole, queso, flautas, and sangria, and all good, so good. And while we were waiting for our reservation to begin, because it was a little bit later, we went to the rooftop of the Coca-Cola store, and you may have heard me talk about it before, but it's an incredible view with delicious drinks. You can get non-alcoholic or alcoholic drinks and just sit up there, and it's a fantastic view of Disney Springs. So we did that tonight. If you can hear all the noise, that is All Star Sports. It's a busy place. Lots of competition teams. I think it's all cheerleaders right now with their families. Anyway, we had a really good night at Disney Springs. And we are headed out tomorrow. Anyway, short but good trip. Beautiful weather. Busier than expected. We definitely have all of the events covered in our crowd calendar, including Mardi Gras and the cheer competitions. But it has felt a little bit busier than expected. So we may reevaluate that and see how we feel about next year. But with a good plan, anything's navigatable. Most people right here are not experts, so they are showing up at the park and buying tickets when they get there, or they are not planning ahead. They are kind of confined to their own schedules. The fact that we are at All Star Sports means that we are exposed to it a lot more because this is where they stay. But with a good plan, you can travel at any time and be successful. So anyway, that is that. Let's see, some last minute thoughts on All Star Sports in general. This is not my first day at All Star Sports, but it's okay. The resort itself is fine. I think the big icons are really cute at all the All Stars. The shared buses are a total pain. Whenever I talk about the shared buses being a downside, people are sure to tell me they don't share buses, and they 100% do. Sometimes they don't, but we have shared buses the entire trip, which has meant that we have had very full buses, and it's been very frustrating at times to get to and from the resort. So if you have a choice of which value, then Pop Century is always the best choice, if for no other reason than the transportation. But if you end up having to stay at an All-Star, like if you're in a competition group, then it's fine. Just know what you're in for and plan accordingly. So that is the end of Friday, and I don't know if there will be an update tomorrow. If not, thank you for following along. But if I have an update tomorrow, I'll be back to let you know what happens. And that wraps up the daily updates from this trip. I hope you enjoyed following along. I will be back in May to tell you all about that. And I also have a trip planned to Disneyland in April, and I haven't decided if I'm going to do a podcast on that or not, but I'm sure that I will end up mentioning it at some point. So that'll wrap it up for now. Thank you for joining. For more information on this episode, you can check your show notes or go to the website www.prepschool.com and click on podcast and look for episode 207. Until next time, I'll see you on the site.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it
Miro? Easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.